So this will be an Easter with no congregations and churches. It's a Passover where Jewish families can't gather together for large feasts and sacred rituals. And there will be no congregational prayers in a mosque as Ramadan begins at the end of the month. In these unprecedented times, such large holy festivals will be marked without gatherings. So this Good Friday, our reporter Aisling Maloney has collected messages from different faith leaders.
As people of faith dig deep, they find that God is present with them in something that is confusing, something that is dangerous, something that is not understood.
We are surrounded by the beauty of nature, by growth and renewal, which reminds us to stay hopeful, to choose an attitude, to choose hope. This too will pass.
The message of Ramadan is to share what you have with others. It is very important that this Ramadan we continue to do so.
Let's hope that we can all look back and say that we used this awkward and painful time for something which is beneficial for us, for our family, and for all of mankind.
I think that people will be changed by this experience and hopefully will have grown closer to each other, to their families, and to God.
An Easter like no other, as we pull together by staying apart, as people of all faiths try to celebrate Easter, Passover and Ramadan, while avoiding congregation and places of worship. Faith leaders share their message for everyone this Good Friday.
The best medical advice that we're offered in what is a public health crisis is to maintain social distancing and in that way to make our contribution.
Church of Ireland Anglican Archbishop of Dublin, Michael Jackson.
As regards remaining hopeful, I think that we are encouraged that by enabling those who are in the front line to do their work, the message would be twofold. First of all, it's the same message that it always has been. Today being Good Friday and leading through to Easter, that we're talking about the self-sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the response to that on the part of the disciples, and then the resurrection and the confusion there is around that, and then that sense of glory that Christ is risen and leads us into a new life. My invitation to people would actually be to bring their own experience into that and to find that God is present with them in the strangest of circumstances. And that in a way is part of what Holy Scripture tells us if we read it through this new light. It's actually part of what history tells us as well. How, as people of faith dig deep, they find that God is present with them in something that is confusing, something that is dangerous, something that is not understood, as well as when the sun is shining and the days are bright. So I think connect your faith with your experience. That I think to me is important.
I suppose for humanists, it's aspiring to live the best life that you can in whatever circumstances you are in.
Humanist chaplain Norma McGilligott.
Appreciate what surrounds us, the beauty that surrounds us at the moment, to try and stay connected as much as possible in observing social distancing, in observing what the experts have said will flatten the curve at the moment. You know, we're thinking of our fellow human beings. We're all in this together, and that our actions will have a roll-on effect on everyone else. To choose to do what is good, not because we have to, not because we're afraid of some punishment, but because we choose to. And we choose to do it because it's for the betterment of our society.
Trials and turbulences and calamities have always been part of lives of the prophets.
Head Iman of the Islamic Centre Ireland, Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, as Ramadan begins at the end of April.
We look at Prophet Jesus, Jonas, Moses, Noah or Muhammad. We find all of them had faced different trials and turbulences. But it is those people that during these crises, they strengthen their relation with God and also improve themselves as better human beings that actually are successful. And there is a saying of the Prophet Muhammad regarding pandemics where he said that for certain people, pandemics will be a kind of, you know, punishment. But for certain people, it will be a mercy. And his companions were surprised and they said, you know, how can it be a punishment? We understand that because anybody that is afflicted with it. But what about mercy? And the Prophet said, well, actually, those people that during pandemics help others, those people that improve themselves as better human beings, they are the ones. For them, actually, this turbulence and trial will turn into a mercy. I think we all need to, you know, improve ourselves spiritually, but also socially, and help others in need in this difficult time. And that will bring, you know, the best out of us as a society. And it will be a mercy because we all are at homes. We are with our families. And this is an opportunity that we would have not, you know, received otherwise. So look at the positive side of it.
We believe that nothing is by chance. We believe in the word basheret, which means everything comes from heaven. Everything has a purpose.
Rabbi of the Irish Jewish community, Zalman Lent, who spoke to me before Passover began this week.
What we need to do is find what is our mission now. You know, we can't change the past and we can't really have an effect on most things around us, but we can affect our circle. What's our mission now? Can we ourselves, can we make somebody else happier? Can we help someone? Can we pick up a phone? Is there something that we want to do, improve in our own lives that we keep pushing it to the side because, oh, I'll get there one day. Maybe now's the time. We've got a couple of months at home. Maybe now's the time to pick up that skill or to work on a character trait. You know, we should be able to look back, you know, in the future and say, those 2 or 3 months that I was kind of out of act and of out of the public eye, you know, I achieved this, I improved this, I managed to do this, I fixed up, you know, maybe friction or you know, fights that I may have had. You know, we kind of made up and we all became friends. I've spoken to family members that I haven't for years. Let's hope that we can all look back and say that we used this horrible and awkward and painful time for something which is beneficial for us, for our family, and for all of mankind. So maybe just to share a prayerful thought at the Passover meal, one of the things that we do is we eat the crackers, which is a bread of affliction, and the goal is to kind of transform that bread of affliction into the bread of freedom, the bread of Exodus. And I think maybe that's what we're in now. You know, globally, we have this bread of affliction. We're suffering and stressed, and our mission is to kind of transform that into the bread of freedom. And each of us, in their own way, look deep inside ourselves and find what are the personal freedoms that we can achieve during this time of difficulty.
My message for Easter is to hold on to hope, to really remember that the first Easter was a time when the early disciples were fearful. What had they done? They had actually gone indoors. They had locked their doors. They had closed their doors for fear.
Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin.
And the risen Lord walked in among them and said, "Peace be with you." So my message is an Easter message of hope and also a message of love. And we're seeing that amazing outpouring of love in our communities these days. We're finding that this crisis is inviting people to an inner journey, and that's something that I have shared with my brothers and sisters in other faiths on this island. We're all experiencing that. People are actually saying, what is this about? Who am I? You know, what is meaningful for me? What do I value? You know, I'm learning about caring, about loving, about faith, about hope. I'm learning about perhaps leading a simpler lifestyle and managing my expectations. And I'm aware, in a way more than ever, of the interconnectedness, the interdependence of all the people on this planet. And for that reason, I think that people will be changed by this experience and hopefully will have grown closer to each other, to their families, and to God. In the midst of all of this period of trial, don't forget about love. Love for your family, love for the most vulnerable in society, and love for God. prayer and service, those are key words for all of us this Easter time. So with that in mind, I really wish you and your families and all the listeners today every blessing for a joyful and hopeful Easter despite all that's happening around us.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, ending that collection of messages of hope for this Good Friday from Aisling Maloney, and we hope you enjoyed listening to it.